The Burt Show.
We're looking for the most overrated life experience. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. We're going to share ours and yours here in just a minute. But first, I have a calculator that will tell us how ugly our job is making us.
Oh, I don't need a calculator for that.
We see the Facebook video.
Yeah, I just need to look at what's going on Facebook in the comments. People are telling me it's fine.
Oh, same. All right, so there is a skincare clinic in the UK, and they have this online test that calculates how ugly your job is making you based on how it's aging your skin, okay? This is a gimmick. People are falling for it, and I fell for it too. I straight up went to this UK skincare clinic's website and did the very quick questionnaire. And it's basically asking stuff like shift patterns. So obviously, we have an early morning shift, so I inputted that. Your regular hours, I put in there what hours we typically work, working location, how much we're in front of a screen, et cetera. Like, we all sit for the entire show, so I included that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have here, out of the four possible results, which is either your job is, when it comes to how ugly your job is making you, either it's minor, moderate, severe, or extreme.
Oof.
Damn.
And for us, sitting in this studio, talking into a mic, we got moderate aging.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not extreme.
It's not extreme.
They're not calling us hags yet.
And it's not severe. And apparently that's up because we sit and we are in front of a screen for so long. Mm. And because of our early morning hours, that's what creates the moderate aging process for us.
I'll take moderate.
Also, I mean, I feel like the levels of caffeine they should have asked about that as well.
Oh, yeah, dehydrating our skin.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
All right, so most overrated life experiences. We were talking about the Family Feud taping not too long ago, right? Because we've been playing some Family Feud games because some people had some of the worst answers known to man. And I distinctly remember, because the studios are here in Atlanta, going to a Family Feud taping, and the family I was there to see, my buddy Mike Morse, the Morse family, they were the very last family to get filmed that day because they filmed multiple episodes at once. We were there for hours, and in between takes of the episodes, Steve Harvey would go change his suit, would come back out, and as they're resetting everything, would sit there and basically, what I felt like was lecture the audience on how to live their life. My husband and I, I'm not kidding you, my husband especially, he's like, I'm so done listening to this. I am 2 seconds from walking out. And I'm like, I'm sure they're going to get to play next. I'm sure they're going to get to play next.
And I was there too. And it is a very long day in terms of taping. And Steve Harvey is a very different Steve Harvey than you see him on Family Feud when he's in between the actual show parts. He gets very blue, very much like his stand-up stuff. And my parents love Steve Harvey, and I've thought a long time about, oh God, if I could take him to Family Feud, they would love that, because it's like on constant rotation at their house. But after seeing it, there's no way I could take my parents there.
That's so funny, because I don't remember him being blue. Oh, I just remember getting preached at. And I was like, I didn't sign up for church. I signed up to watch a Family Feud taping.
It was funny because he was blue and then he turned around and talked about church.
I didn't get to see Family Feud, but I did go to the Newlywed game a couple times. And at that time, Sherry Shepherd was hosting it, and it was pretty much the same exact experience. It was all day. She would go in and she would change her fit. She would come out. She would pretty much preach to the crowd about how you can better your life.
Yep.
And you have to sit there in between that. Then they tell you when to clap, when you can go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. when you can drink water. It was rough.
Why are all these game show hosts trying to become TED Talkers? Like, just go do that.
Right. Exactly.
Sherry Shepherd. Very famous woman. She could do that.
Easily.
What about you, Abby?
For me, probably meeting your celeb crush. Probably a little overrated.
For
yeah,
sure.
Showing up and you really overhype it in your head. And you're like, you know what? If I was just put in front of this person.
Was that Schmiley Schmeen?
It was definitely Schmiley Schmeen.
Got it.
Yeah. And then you're like looking over his shoulder and you're seeing all of his groupies. And you're like, yeah, I didn't have a chance.
Prom.
Really?
Oh, prom is so overrated.
Straight up, and New Year's Eve. And
that one
Year's
I agree
Eve
with.
But prom, I remember getting so hyped, and you get the dress and the corsage. And maybe it's just because I'm lame and my friends were lame, but it was in a gym. But we got to the gym, and I was like, Wait, this is it? It's just a DJ and a bunch of tables?
Oh, yours was at, ours was in a hotel.
Yeah, that's because y'all fancy. Ours was in a gym somewhere, and it was just so lackluster. It wasn't even like the movies. Mm. I was expecting the movies, everyone on the dance floor. No, everyone's sitting at tables, but you can't hear anything. It was so boring.
Tommy, you got something to add?
Snow skiing.
Ooh. You don't like skiing?
It's awful. A fat man on wooden sticks is not a good thing.
It does make you sore AF, that's for sure.
And this was years ago. Renee used to be a youth minister, and we would have to take these youth groups on trips to different things. Theme parks, love them. Snow skiing, I'll just stay in the snow chalet or whatever they call it.
Okay, out of it. What about water skiing?
Water skiing I could actually do.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't do it now, but there is a video of me somewhere in a chicken thong water skiing.
Oh.
On our old show, Kristen from Raleigh, that we were both on.
Please find it.
The showgram made you go water skiing with
in a chicken thong. I still have said chicken thong somewhere.
Why?
At my house. I don't know. Why did we do a lot of stupid stuff on that show?
He just brings it out for special occasions.
I'm not, I know, I obviously I was on the show. I did many a stupid thing too. I'm not questioning that why you were on skis with a chicken thong. I'm questioning why you still have said chicken thong.
Well, it's hanging up in the basement.
It's in a glass case.
It's a favorite of Renee's.
You never know when the pecker wants to show back up.
All right. Yep, there's the line. Crossed it.
There we go.
I'm uncomfortable.
The Burt Show.